Fighting your way up. There's an old saying, champions don't become champions in the ring. They are merely recognized there. That's true. If you want to see where someone develops into a champion, look into his daily routine. Former heavyweight champ Joe Frazier stated, "You can map out a fight plan or a life plan, but when the action starts, you're down to your reflexes. That's where your road work shows. If you cheated on that in the dark of the morning, you're getting found out now under the bright lights." Boxing is a good analogy for leadership development because it is all about daily preparation. Even if a person has natural talent, he has to prepare and train to become successful. One of this country's greatest leaders was a fan of boxing, President Theodore Roosevelt. In fact, one of his most famous quotes uses a boxing analogy. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." A boxer himself, Roosevelt was not only an effective leader, but he was the most flamboyant of all U.S. presidents. A man of action. TR, which was Roosevelt's nickname, was known for regular boxing and judo sessions, challenging horseback rides, and long, strenuous hikes. A French ambassador who visited Roosevelt used to tell about the time that he accompanied the president on a walk through the woods. When the two men came to the banks of a stream that was too deep to cross by foot, TR stripped off his clothes and expected the dignitary to do the same so that they could swim to the other side. Nothing was an obstacle to Roosevelt. His enthusiasm.